All right, Saturday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Start off with a word of prayer. We ask you, Lord, to place your blessings, your power, approval, anointing, and recovery upon the true president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Bless him, help him to recover physically, mentally, emotionally. Be with Melania and Barron and his other sons, Eric and Don Jr., and everybody in their family. Lord, be with them tonight. Strengthen them, enable them, Lord, to stay in the fight. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Everybody says amen and amen, amen, which means so be it. And that's right, amen. All right, so let's hop right to this. Let's do a summation of it. Everybody knows, of course, what we're talking about. Let's do a quick little summation of the event. It's a little two minute, 39-second video of actually captures most of the event, Trump being pulled off the stage, everything else. Full sound, just so everybody knows exactly what happened. NTD News video, Secret Service agents rushed former President Trump off the stage in Butler, Pennsylvania. Play it for me, Will.
If you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
So that pretty much captures the entire event right there. Now we've got the shooter dead, an innocent bystander shot in the head, also dead, another innocent bystander severely wounded, and of course President Trump shot. I'm not going to say shot in the ear. I may say it, but shot in the head for all intents and purposes. President Trump also shot in the head. Here's some additional audio, Johnny MAGA video. Here's Trump. You can actually get the mic in close to him saying, let me get my shoes. Play for me.
I got you, sir.
Let me get my shoes, sir.
Hold that in your head, bloody.
Sir, we gotta move to the bus. Move to the bus. Let me get my shoes.
Okay, my shoes down. Come on, my shoes.
Watch out.
All right, there you go. So I just wanted to play that for you also. Now, let's look at some of the ramifications of this. Elon Musk puts out, I fully endorse President Trump and hope for his rapid recovery. Awesome. That's an awesome response because we're going to be showing all the horrible responses to this also, as well as every other part of this. I'm going to try to jam this into 50 minutes right now, which is going to be tough on me especially, but we're going to do it. So they have Elon Musk fully endorsing Donald Trump. That's what you need to do. That's what everybody should be doing right now, is fully endorsing Donald J. Trump. Go to the next one for me. Well, here's the statement from the Trump campaign. This is all that's come out from the last I checked. Aaron, stay on Twitter. Don't even pay attention as much to the chat tonight. I'll watch the chat. Hey, everybody on Rumble Chat, love each and every one of you guys. See Nude Monk on, Robin McGroin on, Christopher Arnott on, Kansas Law Dog, Alpha Acres, Scooter 8887, Genesis 5V2, Mickey 444, JC360. Love Jenny Malfeasy. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. But here's the statement from the Trump campaign. President Trump thanks law enforcement and first responders for their quick action during this heinous act. He is fine and is being checked out at a local medical facility. More details will follow. He has actually been released. If I don't get to that, we have the video footage. He has actually been released from the hospital as of the start of the show, and we are live. So he has been released. And we'll go into more and more detail on this as we go. If you're wondering why aren't I talking about this or why aren't I talking about that, because we're going to get to each individual segment, the instigation behind this, the predictions are next, the people who actually predicted it, that's next, the shooter, the Secret Service. We will get to every last aspect of this, but this is what we have so far. That's the information. So here's May's video. So here are the predictions. Here's the predictions. Here's Tucker Carlson was ridiculed 6 months ago for saying this. Play for me, Will.
They called him names. He won anyway. They impeached him twice on ridiculous pretenses. They fabricated a lot about what happened on January 6th in order to impeach him again. It didn't work. He came back. Then they indicted him. It didn't work. He became more popular. Then they indicted him three more times, and every single time his popularity rose. So if you begin with criticism, then you go to protest, then you go to impeachment, now you go to indictment, and none of them work, what's next? I mean, graph it out, man. We're speeding toward assassination, obviously, and no one will say that, but I don't know how you can reach that conclusion. You know what I mean? Like, they have decided, permanent Washington, both parties have decided that there's something about Trump that's so threatening to them, they just can't have him.
Now, just remember this. There's always a sequential order, all this, and this is credit to Andrew Tate. Basically, they ban you first. Did they not ban Donald Trump? Of course, they banned him everywhere. Then they ban you. If that doesn't work, then they prosecute you. And really, even before they ban you, if you listen to Alex Jones, they attempted to buy him off. They will come to you, Andrew Tate. They come to you with millions or even billions of dollars and try to buy you off. If you don't get bought off, they ban you. If they can't ban you, then they prosecute you. If they can't prosecute you, the next thing happens is you get Hillary'd. You get Hillary'd. You get killed. That is the globalist order. When you're looking at the New World Order, the WEF, it's a bunch of bourgeois leftist globalist elitists. And if anybody believes that this was a random Antifa shooter, the same swamp land I was selling on Thursday night, I've still got for sale for you.
Yeah.
Because this is no Antifa random shooter at all. Why is there? I'm not going to get off on this because I'm going to cover it all in just a second. Why was the highest rooftop nearest to the fairgrounds where he was giving this speech in Butler, Pennsylvania, where basically, folks, just so you know, it's a rural area, there is nowhere else to cover. There's nowhere else to cover but the rooftops around there. And this was the highest rooftop within shooting range. It was not even covered. Nobody was even looking at it. We'll get to that. Alex Jones predicted the exact same thing. Alex Jones TV video. Pray for Alex Jones. Play for me.
We're in the season. We're in the time of assassination. So it goes without saying, in a globalist coup, the top of the execution list is Donald Trump, Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, and because the system trying to push around other people didn't work, Joe Rogan. Notice Joe Rogan's...
There you go. There's the list. It worked out well, guys. Anyway, we missed the timing on that a little bit, but hey, there's the list. And Alex Jones, he was attempting to be bought off by the globalist also. People like right-wing conspiracy theory. It's not, folks. It all needs to end. Why is it, Alex? Why does it happen every single time?
Yeah.
They ban you. They don't. They're not able to get you off of the out of the public eye through banning you, then they prosecute you. And if they can't prosecute you, which obviously they're doing to Donald Trump, then they try to execute you slash assassinate you. Now, here's the section of the show entitled Idiotic Responses. Here's the idiotic response. We'll start with the media. Kyle Griffin video, who's a galactic idiot himself, Kyle Griffin. And I wrote on many of these left-hard Twitter accounts tonight that are talking about this. You know, they're all trying to be like middle of the road. I'm like, no. It was your rhetoric that instigated, or at least played a part in instigating, the second assassination attempt in my lifetime of a president of the United States. And by the way, let me just throw this in for everybody. The only people that are trying to assassinate anybody or are committing mass shootings are all leftists. So the very people claiming that they're the victims of genocide, the very people claiming that the right-wing extremists are coming after them to kill them and put them in internment camps, they're the only ones that ever put anybody in internment camps, and they're the only people that are shooting anybody. You had the Steve Scalise shooting. Now you've got the Trump shooting. Every mass shooting over the last year and a half, 2 years, have been transgender shooters. So the only people that are actually committing mass genocides or attempted assassinations are the ones accusing us of being the ones that would commit those acts. We never do it. They're doing it every single time. Kyle Griffin video. Here's the aftermath of the incident as it unfolded on MSNBC. Play for me, Will.
Oh, I'm sorry, Congressman Garcia. Something has happened at the Trump... Oh, we see Donald Trump there at a rally in Pennsylvania. You can see his face. There's blood coming from his ear. Not exactly sure what has happened, but those are Secret Service agents trying to pull Donald Trump off the stage. He's pumping his fist in the air. The crowd is chanting, USA, USA. Again, this is live. This is live from a Trump rally in Pennsylvania, in Butler, Pennsylvania. Former President Donald Trump, something happened. Clearly, some kind of an attack. You see there, clearly, blood on his right ear as Secret Service try to push him into the SUV. Earlier, as we came on, you saw the former president pumping his fist in the air as the Secret Service agents tried to get him off the stage. They have succeeded in getting him into the armored SUV.
So there you have MSNBC trying to avoid the actual story. Well, I wonder why there were shots that sounded like firecrackers going off. I wonder why there was actually pop, 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 which were, if you know anything about gunfire, you know those guns, you know when fireworks. But and they didn't say it was fireworks. But there they are trying to obfuscate the obvious truth, which is the president of the United States just got shot in the head.
Yeah.
That's the obvious truth. Up, what's going on? They have reporters on scene. They know exactly what's happening, but they're hoping against all hope that it wasn't an assassination attempt against Donald Trump. They don't want to jump out ahead of it in case it wasn't. You know, but even though, listen, there comes a time where you have to just take the chance.
Yeah.
Gunfire, the president goes like this and goes and collapses to the ground trying to get away from the gunfire. And you hear the gunfire. You have reporters on the ground that are hearing the gunfire. Secret Service swarms. The president of the United States is bleeding from, yes, I said the president of the United States, the president of the United States, because he is bleeding from his ear. You know, you're just going to have to go ahead and risk it that the 99.999% same survival rate as COVID percent story is actually accurate. You're just going to have to go ahead and know that, you know what? The odds of you being incorrect by saying it's an assassination attempt are 0.000005%.
Yep.
So you need to just go ahead and take the chance, but they won't, because they're hoping against hope that it wasn't an assassination attempt against Donald Trump, because that would violate that the right are the only assassins, that the right wingers are the only violent people, and the right wingers never do anything that's violent. Yeah. 1-6, 1-6, 1-6. There was no guns on 1-6. The only people that shot Steve Scalise was a Bernie Sanders supporter.
Right.
The only people shooting anybody now are transgender people. It's never us on the right. I repeat, it is never us on the right. And even when they try to claim that it's a right winger, it's like they claim that Hitler was right wing. Hitler was a socialist. National Socialist, Stalin was a socialist. All of these mass murders, Mao Zedong, Pol Pot, all of them were socialist left-wingers. Here's another idiotic response from Newsweek, right after the shooting, MAGA responds with outrage after Donald Trump injured at Pennsylvania rally. That's what Newsweek put out. Look at the date and time. That's what Newsweek put out post-shooting, post-blood running down the face of the President of the United States. And yet, you know, some of you think that I'm pulling a Biden right now by calling him President of the United States. You know what? He's worthy of that honor tonight.
Yeah.
Because he is the true elected 74 million voted in President of the United States, not the fraudulent windbag pudding-eating moron that occupies the Oval Office right now. Not that guy. All right, go to the next one. Still in the idiotic response section of the show, NBC News puts this out. So that we already covered Newsweek. Here comes our illustrious mainstream media, the trusted media. Secret Service rushes Trump off stage after popping noises heard at Pennsylvania rally. This is what the mainstream media puts out.
Despicable.
Trump rushed off stage. Yeah, you guys chime right in. I don't care.
Yeah.
Chime right in because people need to hear other people's responses other than mine. Absolute despicable. That's what Aaron just said. Secret Service rushes Trump off stage after popping noises? That's what you put out? These are the people, just so you know, if you're watching on Christian Television Network, because I know that mainly the people watching on Rumble and those watching online, you're red-pilled, but there might be a few people drifting onto this podcast on the Christian Television Network right now. These are the people that told you to mask. These are the people that told you to stand 6 feet apart. These are the people that told you that bird flu is a pandemic. These are the people that told you to take not just one vaccination, but up now to 13 vaccinations coming in September. These are the experts. Always monitor who is telling you what to do, who exactly is telling you what to do, and who's telling them to tell you what to do. Pay close attention to it. Let's go to the next one. Still in the idiotic response section, here's CNN. Trump speech interrupted by Secret Service. That's their headline. Geez. Trump speech interrupted by Secret Service. The same people. Same people. All the Christians listen to these people. You're like, no, we don't listen. We watch Fox News. You listen to these people because you put the masks on and took the vaccinations and stood 6 feet apart. You listen to these people. If you do, just repent of it and stop listening to them. Because look at the headlines they put out. Look at the headlines they put out after an assassination attempt. The first one since Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
The first one since Ronald Reagan. That's your headline from CNN, your most trusted media. They're not. I think they're the most trusted name in news or whatever. Yeah. Their stupid motto. Title is. Yeah. Yeah, motto is. So that's their headline. Is that what? Now, if I saw this, would I be putting that? I'd be like, no, assassination attempt against the President of the United States. But they're hoping against hope it didn't happen because this assassination attempt just elected Donald J. Trump as the 47th President of the United States of America.
That's right.
No doubt about it. All right, let's go to the next one. Here's Dr. Simone Gold. She's standing in Times Square in New York City. You think everyone, if you've been to Times Square, you know there's a you know, media boards all around, all screens all over the place.
Yep.
What do you call our wall here?
LED wall.
LED walls everywhere.
Yep.
You got LED walls everywhere, all over the place. Not one of them. Now, this is like 30, 40 minutes after the assassination attempt. Not one of them in New York City is showing anything about the assassination attempt. Dr. Simone Gold video. Play for me, Will.
I'm in the middle of Times Square, and I just got the news that President Donald Trump has been shot, and I'm completely shocked. I've heard it appears he's okay, but look behind me. I'm in the center of Times Square. There's huge video monitors behind me, huge TVs behind me. Not a single report on the news about the president being shot. Now, on the other side of Times Square, we're looking over Times Square. This is the center of New York. You see all those video monitors outside? Right? See all this? None of them are reporting that the presidential candidate for the Republican Party has been shot.
So there you go. Not one thing going on in Times Square. Not one thing. More idiotic responses. Here's Charlie Kirk on Twitter. Democrats on X, which is Twitter, are upset that the shooter missed Trump. Trending in the United States on Twitter. What, you had one job.
Crazy.
That's trending. Now listen, Twitter is just giving you an accurate synopsis of what people are saying on Twitter. I have no problem with this free speech. If it was the left right now and we put out things like that, ban them all. Here's the thing. None of us would ever put that out because we would be against anybody assassinating anybody because we're Christians and murderers die and go straight to hell and spend eternity burning in hell.
Yep.
Right. Trending in the United States, how do you miss? This is what the left's putting out right after this. And then remember, these are the ones who say that the greatest threat to America is white supremacist terrorism coming from the right wing. Where? When do we ever try to assassinate anybody? Never. Look at the last one. Politics trending. They missed. How do you miss? That's what the left was putting out. These are the people who tell you to mask. These are the people who tell you to stand 6 feet apart. These are the people that tell you that CO2 is an existential threat to your life. These are the people who want you on CBDC currency. These are the people who want you on social credit systems. These are the people that want to take your guns away. These are the people causing hyperinflation. All right, let's go to the next one. Still an idiotic response section. You're like, Tom, when will it end? A little bit more. Here's yeah. State Representative out of Tennessee, Democrat Antonia Parkinson. I certainly hope this is not a staged act.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I don't think so, moron, because you got 4 people shot, 2 of them dead. Don't think it's a staged act, moron. And some of you are like, Tom, that's not Christ-like. Yes, it is. Jesus called people sons of hell. I can call Antonio Parkinson what he is, which is a moron. I hope this isn't a staged act. Let's go to the next one. Jim Stewartson tweet. This is the left. This is very, very convenient for the former president, isn't it? let's see. Was it convenient for the guy who's dead in the audience or the other guy that's in critical condition in the audience that was shot? Jimmy, you stupid idiot. Is it convenient? You think anybody on the right, listen, we have experienced, obviously, mass shootings in our lives. Nobody on the right ever puts this out.
No.
I am on right-wing media all the time, every day, because I have no life. I am on there all the time. The right never puts this out. I repeat, the right never puts it out. And if any right-winger did do it, it's just some account that's pretending to be a right-wing account. It's never, the right-wing never does it. Oh, they're very convenient. Oh, very convenient, really? You got a dead shooter who got his head blown off by a sniper. You got the president who has his ear blown off. You got a dead man who had his head blown off in the audience, and another person in critical condition who was also shot in the audience.
Yeah.
Oh, but this is very convenient. What an idiotic statement. Hence the title of the section of the show, Idiotic Responses. Here's another one for you. I just had to put this out. Statement, speaking of idiots, the biggest leader of all idiots. Yeah. The grand poobah of it is President Joe Biden. I have been briefed on the shooting at Donald Trump's rally in Pennsylvania. I'm grateful to hear that he's safe and doing well. I'm praying for him and his family and for all those who are at the rally as we wait further information. Jill and I are grateful to the Secret Service for getting him to safety. There's no place for this kind of violence in America. We must unite as one nation to condemn it. Well, you know what? The problem is, Joey, is that you instigated it.
Yeah.
You caused it. The Democratic Party caused it. The left-wing media caused it. And all little Democrat pundits on social media with your lies, your endless lies about Donald Trump, that he's a Nazi. How is Donald Trump in any way, shape, or form like a Nazi? Oh, does he want to try to grab guns? No, that's the Democrats. Who commits mass genocides? That's the Democrats. Who is it that lops off penises and breasts and testicles of 14-year-old kids like Mengele? That would be the Democrats. Who forced everyone to take an experimental clot mRNA jab? That would be the Democrats. Who forced you to either take the jab or lose your job and then say they didn't force you to take it? That would be the Democrats.
That's right.
It's got nothing to do. That's got nothing to do with the only people that have anything to do with Nazism are the people, again, accusing you of being a Nazi. And all they do all day, 24/7, is call Trump a Nazi. And say that he's going to do this, he's going to do that. We're going to show you these threats right now. And this is what instigated this to happen. Same thing that happened when Steve Scalise got shot by the Bernie Sanders supporter. Why did the Bernie Sanders supporter say that he shot Steve Scalise and tried to murder many other Republicans? Because Bernie Sanders came out and said that the Republicans' Medicaid plan would kill Americans. Would kill Americans. So he went and killed the people that were going to kill Americans in his own convoluted, stupid brain. The only people that cause these kinds of acts are the people on the left, not us. Cauldron Pool video. What did they think would happen? Here's the left inciting violence. Play for me, Will.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
I said if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
That's it right there, pulling up.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Take a look at what happened.
Just so everybody knows, too, that bullet that went through Trump's ear is probably the one that either killed or put the other guy in critical condition. Yeah. I don't know whether it's male or female. I know the person who died was a male, but the other person who got shot in the crowd also, that the rounds that were flying by Trump's head killed or critically injured people in the crowd. I forgot this one video. Here's Joe Biden addressing the nation here. He finally did. You know, it took him like an hour and a half to finally say something before he even issued. It was not an hour and a half. It was like 75 minutes before he issued a statement. That's how slow the government is, right? That's how slow the Biden administration is. And then he finally got himself, they must have injected him with enough methamphetamine to get him to a podium. And then he addressed the nation. Here it is. Play for me, Will.
Well, I plan on talking to them shortly, I hope. When I get back to the telephone. Look, there's no place in America for this kind of violence. It's sick. It's sick. It's one of the reasons why we have to unite this country. We cannot allow for this to be happening. We cannot be like this. We cannot condone this. And I want to thank the Secret Service and all the agencies, including the state agencies, that have been engaged in making sure that people who, and we have more detail to come, relative to other people maybe injured in the audience. I don't have all that detail. We'll make that available to you. I may be able to come back a little later tonight, but we'll put out a statement if it's not convenient for you all. But the bottom line is that the Trump rally was a rally that he should have been able to be conducted peacefully without any problem. But the idea that there's political violence or violence in America like this is just unheard of. It's just not appropriate. And everybody must condemn it. Everybody. I'll keep you informed, and if I'm able to speak to Donald, I'll let you know that as well. But so far, it appears he's doing well, number one. Number two, that they're thoroughly investigating what happened to anyone else in the audience. We have some reports, but not final reports. And every agency in the federal government, I'm going back to my phone to speak with the federal agencies that are being put together again to give me an updated briefing. Has anything happened? They learned any more in the last couple hours. So thank you very much, and I hope I get to speak to them tonight, and I'll get back to you if I do. Okay?
Mr. President, do you think this was an assassination attempt?
I don't know enough to. I have an opinion, but I don't have any facts. So I want to make sure we have all the facts before I make any more comments. Thank you.
Are you worried, President, safety?
So he's asked point blank, was this an assassination attempt? And he goes, well, I have an opinion, but I don't have any facts. Shots were fired at Donald J. Trump's head, you moron. Yes, that would be an assassination attempt.
Yeah.
And you've got a dead shooter. And you've got a dead person in the crowd and a critically injured person in the crowd. The people that were shot in the crowd were from the bullets that missed Donald Trump's head, you stupid idiot.
Yep.
And some of you think this is way out of line. Listen, you are what you are. If you're a stupid idiot, you need to be called a stupid idiot. Maybe that'll, like the paddles on your chest will shock you into reality. Was this an assassination attempt? Yes, it was. That's what you say. Why won't anybody answer any questions? And don't worry, because the ATF is on the way to assist.
Yeah.
You know, the ATF that just shot right between the eyes, the person who manages or runs the Little Rock Airport, they're on the way to investigate this whole thing. Listen, it's my opinion that it's one of these three-letter agencies or people above the three-letter agencies that orchestrated this whole thing. Really don't want the people that orchestrated it coming and doing the investigation.
No, thank you.
Very convenient that the one house top where you can really position a sniper tactically, in a very tactically sound place, was totally unwatched and unmonitored by the Secret Service.
Yeah.
Oh, Aaron just advised me. FBI, don't worry. The FBI is taking over the investigation as of 10:25 tonight. Yeah. The FBI is taking over. So yeah, the FBI, and I'll use Biden to illustrate this. So Biden says that, you know what, he should be able to conduct his Trump rally, his campaign rally, peacefully. This is from the man who raided Donald Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago, Florida. This is the guy who justified lethal use of force to raid Donald Trump's home in Florida. And he's the one who's going to tell us that Donald Trump should be able to do this peacefully. This is the man who is prosecuting Donald Trump. You think Donald Trump wants him to call him? Would you want somebody to call you? It's just like when Biden came on stage for the debate. He looked over at Trump and goes, like that, Adam. This is the guy trying to put you in prison for the rest of your life. I don't want him calling me and asking me if I'm okay. I'm good.
No.
I don't want the guy who authorized the FBI to use deadly force when they raided my home in Florida. I don't want that guy to call me. I'm good. Thank you very much. Was it an assassination attempt? Yes, it was. Absolutely was. Here's Hillary Sisson, a leftist ACT blue bought and paid for political prostitute. According to the Supreme Court, you wonder why this shooting happened? Look at the date, 7-1. According to the Supreme Court, Biden could now send in SEAL Team 6 to take all of them out. He could send in the military to take Trump out. He has immunity for official actions. It doesn't sound like he's talking bad about Trump. It was about the immunity ruling from the SCOTUS that says that presidents are immune from prosecution when whatever they did was under their official duties. There was an official action. So what he's saying is that Donald Trump can now use SEAL Team 6 to assassinate anybody he wants. Wonder why there was an assassination attempt, Harry? Because of your lies. You know that you're lying. Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. You sow lies into the ground, you will reap the reward of lies. That is the way that it is. And you sow lies of violence, you're going to reap violence. It's the way that it is. I put this out on Twitter. If you have the leftard left, all the time, leftard Democratic Party, they sow so many lies, and they put out as many lies as they possibly can every day. You don't think eventually some demon-possessed moron is going to pick up a gun and start shooting? Of course they will, responding to your lies. Never happens on the right. Never happens. When does it happen on the right? Name it.
Nope.
Left-winger shot Reagan. Left-winger shot Trump tonight. Where's the right-wingers? None. Zero. Yep. All right, here we go. May's tweet. Here's another thing for you. We're talking about Hitler. Who looks more like Hitler? There we go. Where are we at, guys? Why did that other one?
We
pop
got a
up
Charlie Kirk there? Tweet.
All right, go to that one. Yep. Go to that one. Just yeah. Joe Biden and Democrats have invited this into the country. Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans. You know what he said? That's the real background.
Yep.
That's not somebody that's editing this post. That is the real background. This is from Joe Biden. Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans are a threat to the very soul of this country. I wonder why he ended up getting shot. Why he got shot. Go to the next one for me, guys. May's tweet. This is the instigation section of the show. Why did we have an assassination attempt against Donald J. Trump tonight? Because of the leftard left in this country. The Democratic Party. The left-wing media. The globalist, leftist, bourgeois elitist. They either ban you. If they can't ban you, they prosecute you. If they can't prosecute you into non-existence, they will shoot you into non-existence. Biden, just yesterday in Detroit, look at the date, claimed that Trump is going to put tens of millions of Latinos in detention camps. Only people that ever put anybody in detention camps are Democrats. Frank, listen, Roosevelt, Japanese internment camps. Who set up all the COVID camps? That would be the Democrats. The only people that have ever put anybody in detention camps are Democrats. Yep. That's it. More people are in detention camps at the border right now. They're in detention camps in the Darien Gap, detention camps Eagle Pass, Texas, detention camps all over the southern border until they're quickly released into the country. The only people that ever put anybody in detention camps, Mao, Stalin, Biden, Obama, everybody, who, I mean, Trudeau, detention camps, Australia, detention camps, Jacinda Ardern, New Zealand, detention camps, Scott Morrison, Australia, detention camps, all left-wingers. Right-wingers, the left is always accusing you of what they are currently doing or what they're about to do. All right, what's the next one, Will? Where am I? Pick of the New Republic. There we go. Here it is. I wonder why we had a shooting tonight. I wonder why we had a president. I wonder why we had the first assassination attempt in American history since Ronald Reagan. Because the New Republic, a leftist publication, puts this out. The New Republic, American fascism. I wonder why somebody would feel justified in shooting Donald Trump when they think that he's the next Hitler. And again, he has nothing in common with Hitler. The only people that have anything in common with Hitler are the globalist left and the Democratic Party. Who wants to grab guns? Hitler. Who does mass experimentation on humanity? Hitler. Who puts people in internment camps? Hitler. Who else does that? Oh, the globalist left does that. The only people that have anything in common with Nazism is the left, because Hitler was a leftist. Hitler wasn't a liberal. He was a leftist. The only people that have anything in common with him, and this, so they just project onto Donald Trump, the New Republic projects onto Donald Trump that which they are. Who likes to butcher the unborn to the tune of 41.2 million per year, according to UN statistics? That would be the globalist left. Is that Hitler-esque? Absolutely. Who's against that? We are, so we're certainly not Hitler-esque. All right, let's go to the next one. House Judiciary GOP tweet, or Business Insider. Sorry, who's up? I don't even know where I'm at. Oh, it's all my fault, guys. It's my fault. Where are we at? Western Lensman?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Western Lensman video. I added a bunch of stuff at the last minute. I'm not reading my own writing. It's not Will's fault. I'd blame him if I could, but I can't. So, Western Lensman video, Democratic Party incitement. Play it for me.
He is not only unfit, he is destructive to our democracy, and he has to be eliminated.
He will do, he will get away with, he will imprison, he will execute whoever he's allowed to imprison, execute.
A lot of people have tried to draw similarities between Mussolini and Hitler. The difference, though, I think makes Donald Trump even more dangerous, because he has actually said out loud that it would be okay to terminate the Constitution to keep him in power.
Well, Hitler was duly elected.
That's right.
Somebody with those tendencies, though, dictatorial, authoritarian tendencies, would be like, oh, okay, we're going to shut this down. We're going to throw these people in jail.
Sounds like Nazism. If it walks like Nazism, if you're not exactly sure what you call it, if you don't call it fascism.
Donald Trump is going to consolidate power, politicize the rule of law, and break down democracy one day at a time.
The man means to throw people in jail who disagree with him, yeah. Shut down legitimate press outlets, do what he can to literally undermine the rule of law and our country's value. I think it would be the end of our country as we know it.
The only thing that stood between him and the destruction of American democracy was the federal judiciary.
No doubt about it.
How does he destroy democracy? Give me a list of how Donald Trump destroys democracy. They can't do it. They just put out these generalized statements to incite people to do what? Commit violent acts. It would appear that they're actually committing violent acts. House Judiciary GOP tweet, Joe Biden, look at the date. This just happened. This was like yesterday. No, it was right after the debate. Joe Biden says, it's time to stop talking about debate. This is the quote before that. It's time to put Trump in the bullseye. That just happened. I wonder why we had an assassination attempt tonight. Gee, I wonder why. Because the president of the United States just said to put his political opponent in the bullseye.
Yep.
All right, here's Biden-Harris HQ video. Vice President Harris on Donald Trump. Play it for me.
The former president openly talks about his admiration for dictators and has vowed that he will be a dictator on day one. Understand what dictators do. Dictators put journalists in jail. Dictators suspend elections. Dictators take your rights. And as the great Maya Angelou once said, when someone tells you who they are, believe them the first time.
So that, the only problem is we've already seen Donald Trump as president for 4 years, and he didn't do one of the things on our list.
Nope.
But yet they falsely accuse him of doing those things, or that he's going to do them under Project 2025. They claim that he's going to do all these things. We've already seen him for 4 years. He never did any of those things. But the only people who have done any semblance of any of those things, talking about banning, I've even left that off tonight. Hitler-esque, who censors speech? We don't censor speech. They censor speech. Yep. They're always saying that we're Hitler-esque. We have nothing in common with Hitler. Only they do. Elon Musk tweet. The Reid Hoffmans of the world got their dearest wish, but then the martyr lived. Go to the next pic for me, Will. Here's what Reid Hoffman said. Then in what one source described as the dagger and another twist of the knife, Theo sarcastically thanked Hoffman for funding lawsuits against Donald Trump because they had turned him into a martyr, thereby increasing his chances of reelection. I am so grateful to you, Theo said. From the stage, Hoffman shot back with his own sarcastic quip. Yep, I wish I had made him an actual martyr. This is the guy funding the lawsuits against Donald Trump. This is the LinkedIn founder and best buddy of Jeffrey Epstein. I wonder why we had an assassination attempt when you have the person who's funding the lawsuits against Donald Trump said that he wanted to make Donald Trump an actual martyr. Go to the next one for me, Will. Here's more on him. Revealed Rhino, Maricopa County, Arizona election official Stephen Richer, a Republican, is bankrolled by anti-Trump billionaire and prolific Democrat and a guy who said he wanted to make Donald Trump an actual martyr, Reid Hoffman, who is also behind the Smartmatic lawsuits, the fake election machine lawsuits, the election machines that somehow or another conjured up 81 million votes for Joseph Robinette Biden. Let's go to the next one, Will. May's video, just watched 40 seconds from this guy's speech yesterday. Play it for me.
But Trump is even more dangerous now. No, I'm serious. He's unhinged. He snapped. And he refuses this time around. He refuses this time around to say he'll accept the election of this election, the result. Can you imagine that? Look, he says if he loses, there will be a bloodbath when he loses. And the United States Supreme Court said there is virtually no limit on the power of a president. Trump said if he wins, he'll be a dictator on day one. He means it, folks. We're not going to let that happen.
Oh. So there you go. Of course, none of that's accurate either. Here's more from, go right to the next one for me, Will. Call to activism video. Here's more from Biden. Play for him.
Folks, Donald Trump is a convicted criminal. Convicted.
So I wonder why it is that we had an assassination attempt. Well, here's Lenin Project, as Dan Bongino calls it, but they actually call themselves the Lincoln Project. Here's Rick Wilson, calls himself a Republican. Again, just a Democratic Party shill, a Democrat is pretending to be a Republican. Here's what the founder of the Lincoln Project said. Play for me.
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
You have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump. That's just what he said, and I played the video earlier. Imagine if we actually paid for a play or a music video where you had an attempted assassination of any of the Democratic Party leading contenders for president, whether it's Hillary Clinton, whether it's Joe Biden, whether it was Barack Hussein Obama. But all of those things have already been done. Kathy Griffin, remember with her head, her bloody head of Donald Trump? Imagine if we ever did anything like that. But we don't do things like that. Only the left does that, and only the left tries to assassinate Republicans. Republicans never try to assassinate Democrats, ever. We never try to ban their speech or take away their guns. We don't try to take away their walls. We don't try to defund their police. Only they do that. All right, let's move to the shooter portion of the show here. Let me do Midas Gold real quick, Aaron. Literally 30 seconds, that's it. If that Midas Gold group, we all need to be buying gold right now. My one and only sponsor, Critical Night, MAGA-owned, MAGA-operated, veteran-owned, veteran-operated. We all need to be buying gold. Buy gold now to hedge against hyperinflation and the BRICS movement. Buy gold. Buy it now. Buy it from Midas. I'm buying it from Midas. You need to buy it from Midas. When you do, tell them that the TLP sent you. All right, let's go to the shooter portion of the show. Warren Sharp video. Here is an eyewitness to the shooter. Play for me.
Someone who was here. You weren't inside the event.
Nope.
But you were just outside. Tell us what you saw and what.
So we had a party here all day. You can see behind us the Brinkles Farming Greenhouse here. We had a party. And we all decided, hey, you know, when we hear Trump up there, we're going to walk up through the field, stand by the trees up there under the shade, yeah, and watch and listen to the rally. Right? We couldn't see him, but we could hear him. So we walked up, and probably 5 to 7 minutes of Trump speaking, I'm estimating here, I have no idea, you know, but we noticed a guy crawling, bear crawling up the roof of the building beside us, 50 feet away from us. So we're standing there, you know, we're pointing at the guy crawling up the roof.
And he had a gun, right?
He had a rifle.
A rifle.
We could clearly see him with a rifle. Absolutely. We're pointing at him. The police are down there running around on the ground. We're like, hey, man, there's a guy on the roof with a rifle. And the police were like, huh, what? You know, like they didn't know what was going on. You know, we're like, hey, right here on the roof. We can see him from right here. We see him. You know, he's crawling. And next thing you know, I'm thinking to myself, why is Trump still speaking? Why have they not pulled him off the stage? I'm standing there pointing at him for, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. Secret Service is looking at us from the top of the barn. I'm pointing at that roof, just standing there like this. And next thing you know, 5 shots ring out.
So you're certain that the shots came from that guy on the roof?
100%. 100%.
And he was up there for a couple of minutes.
He was up there.
You saw him up there for a couple of minutes.
Absolutely. At least 3 to 4 minutes.
And you were telling the police and the Secret Service.
We were telling the police. We were pointing at him for the Secret Service, who were looking at us from the top of the barn. They were looking at us the whole time when we were standing by that tree.
Could they see
binoculars?
Could they see him?
Probably not, because the roof, the way the slope went, he was behind where they could see. But why is there not Secret Service on all of these roofs here? I mean, this is not a big place.
Did you see, obviously everyone, when the shooting started, everyone was very panicked. Did you see what happened to him at all?
Oh, yeah, they blew his head off. Secret Service blew his head off.
Get back to me. So there you go, and we have to ask again, why was the shooter allowed to be in such a tactically advantageous position? Here's the shooter right here. He's dead, just like the witness said, had his head blown off. The Trump shooter, find his social media before they delete it. That's him. He is dead. Here we go. That's more from the shooter, right?
Yep.
Just keep flashing through them, guys. There you go. That's shooter. Dead. Just so everybody knows. That's the ladder heading on to the roof. Why in the world was this not covered by the Secret Service? And listen, the person who probably shot the shooter was a contracted Secret Service. They have perimeter contracted, like, security. That's what the Secret Service does. The person who shot this guy, hey, he's a bad butt dude, shot this guy, because it was a sniper that shot the sniper, I'm pretty sure. I don't know any of that, but it probably is. So there's the ladder heading onto the roof. Go to the next one for me, guys. Okay, so it's back on me.
Yep.
All right, here it is. This is where the shooter was. Play for me.
Can I see, man? Okay. I was right there. You can see the guy there. What's your
name? He might be a little.
I think they hit him, because the guy he looks dead.
Just so you know, showing you all this so that you know that the eyewitness's statements were actually true. They were true, and that roof should have been covered. It's very close to the stage. Very close to the stage. Here, Michael Schellenberger tweet. Why was this roof not being monitored? Go right to the next pic, Will. So, and then we'll be ready to load that back up because I need those. There it is. There's the shooter to Trump. Red pin, shooter, blue pin, Trump. Now go back to the previous one for me. The shooter was on a roof approximately 125 meters or 400 feet from Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Now, why in the world was this not covered? Look at this. Now put up the big pick again, Will. Put the big pick. There you go. So look around this area. There's nothing else to cover.
Right.
Why wasn't that covered? Why wasn't that entire rooftop covered with Secret Service agents or security forces? Why? Because they privately contract some of this, which makes no sense, by the way. Remember, they wanted to remove Donald Trump's Secret Service protection from him. He gets the second-rate Secret Service protection, so they have to do private contracting around to secure the perimeter. This was never covered. How? What else is there to cover? But the high, you don't cover the high point? You don't cover the most strategically, tactically advantageous position in the area? What is going on? Now? But don't worry, they're sending the ATF in and the FBI to investigate. Oh, good. A bunch of galactic idiots who have never answered a police call in their life. If you ever if you understand police work at all, this cop right here, 25 years, Sarasota County Sheriff's Office, never send in people who have no idea how to handle a police call. The FBI, most FBI agents have never been to a spousal abuse call in their life. They're going to go handle this murder scene now? Yeah, right. All right, go to the next one for me. Is it the Gibbs Salou? Is that where we're at? Matt Walsh. I don't know where I'm at. I've lost all contact with my notes here. All right, Matt Walsh tweet. A roof with a direct sight line to the stage was not secured by Secret Service. Our choices here are extreme, unbelievable negligence or something much worse. Agreed on that. 100% agreed on that. I'm several behind. I'm never behind. I'm actually always ahead. All right, go to the next one for me. No. Yeah, James O'Keefe. Good.
Yep.
James O'Keefe tweet, developing shooter found dead on rooftop with vantage point to the stage. Secret Service tasks counter-assault teams to cover all vantage points. Rooftops most obvious. It's really not even rooftops. It's rooftop.
Yeah.
This is not in the middle of nowhere. It would be like you not covering a water tower right over the fairgrounds. Counter-assault teams are outsourced professionals. There he goes. Unlikely they make these mistakes. Even B-team tasked to cover Trump. Glaring error or intentional overlook confirmed with former CA team organizer and trainer. While massive errors are possible, plausible intentional overlook or rooftop is most likely the CA team assignments given by the Secret Service. Who makes this possible? Deep state intel community? We need to be looking deep into who called the shots to not cover the high point. Who doesn't cover the high ground in a security scenario or any military scenario? Who doesn't cover the high ground? Who doesn't cover the high vantage points?
Yeah.
It makes no sense. Again, if this was downtown New York and everything's a multi-floor high-rise, that's one thing. You talk about one job, you have one job. There's one building you need to secure, and they don't secure the freaking thing. And now Donald Trump's missing an ear, basically. Go to the next one for me, Will. Democrats look to, remember this now, look at the date, April 20th, 2024. This is Bernie Thompson, the chair of the one committee, wants Democrats to strip Secret Service protection from Trump if he's convicted. This is the so-called Disgrace Act, directly targets Trump, who is facing the 91 felony counts. Again, they ban you first. That doesn't work to take you off of the public stage. Then what do? They prosecute you to take you off the public stage. If that doesn't work, you end up with somebody blowing your ear off at a rally. Let's go to the next one. JW tweet. At the Trump rally, assassination attempt with several shots fired. Guy in the bleachers next to me hit in the head and killed. That's the guy who was killed. There's also another spectator who is also critically injured. Go to the next one. You can just side by side this one, guys. Laura Loomer video. Initially, people thought this was the shooter. This was not the shooter. This was the person who was killed in the crowd right here being carried away. It was a very, very sad day. And you have all these leftists on social media right now saying things like, oh, man, shooter had one job and he didn't do it. This is where we're at. This is where our country's actually at right now. American, go to the next one for me, Will. American conservative video, emergency room doctor describes attempting to save a man's life. That's the man we just saw carried away. Play for me.
Honor, that's exactly where I heard him come from.
What did you see, sir?
I heard the shots. I thought it was firecrackers to begin with. Somebody over there was screaming, he's been shot. So I made my way over. I said, I'm an emergency department physician. Okay. Let me help you. The guy had spun around, was jammed between the benches. He had a headshot here. There's lots of blood, and he had brain matter there. Oh, and so I got him. There's a helicopter coming in to get him. I got people there really helpful. I got
was
him
there only
up
one
on
person
a bench.
Shot that you saw?
Then I did CPR, did chest compressions, as well as I breathed for him.
One person.
I was the only one to do that.
And sadly, that guy didn't make it. And also, there's another guy in critical condition. Here is Trump right here. It's breaking 9/11 video. Trump has been released from the hospital. Here's footage of it's not close up. Nobody's getting anywhere near Trump for who knows how long now.
Yeah.
Who knows how long anybody will get anywhere near Trump. But here's Trump being released from the hospital. Play for me, guys. So the official line coming from Trump staff is that he is fine. He is doing good. He has been released, obviously, from the hospital. We are very, very thankful for that. And you can see that the instigation or the insidious rhetoric of the left is what caused tonight to happen. You cannot every day bold-faced lie about somebody saying he's going to put Hispanics in internment camps. Saying that he is the next incarnation of Adolf Hitler. Saying that he will deport people that he's not even going to deport.
Right.
Saying that he is a threat to democracy. Saying that people are going to lose all of their rights. That they're going to be locked up. They're going to be put in internment camps. It's not just migrants that they claim that he's going to put in internment camps. They've claimed that he's going to put everybody in internment camps. We've already seen a four-year run with Donald Trump. He doesn't do any of these things. This insidious incitement-style rhetoric of the left is what caused tonight, and none of it's true. And again, you'll see this on the postgame. Everybody stick around for the postgame. It is a rocking postgame. It's a great, just powerful postgame. It's got good stuff and negative stuff, so stick around for it. Also, join me tomorrow. We've got to be in church. Jesus Christ is the answer. Join me in church tomorrow at Foundation Church starting at 10 a.m. Love you all. See you tomorrow morning. That if you did what God wanted you to do every day for years, you would never see your prayers go unanswered. And I mean specifically. I don't mean, well, yeah, they were answered, but it really wasn't what I wanted, so I'm getting the deep meaning out of it. No! I'm talking about specifically what you want. If you did what you're supposed to do every day for years, they would get all of your prayer requests and all the answers would get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger just sitting under the Word of God. There's nobody, I tried that. You didn't try it but for a week. You didn't try it but for a month. You didn't try it but for a year. You go to anybody who's done it year after year after year, they, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, never stumble. Never.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to TomLipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.